We are on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis. We're going to start again the Mishnah. As I just learned the Mishnah yesterday, but I want to again start so we can see how the Gemara used the Mishnah as self-contradictory. They went either to a bari or to Shemara, and they asked him, should we write a get to your wife? Now, by a bari, he would have to say kisvutnu. By a Shemara, it's enough to say kisvu. So it says the word kisvu doesn't mean to preclude that he said tnu. That's not the issue.
We don't
have a
case. We know who's talking to.
Rashi says, Labari Shemara chacham, who still, his brains are still on him.
He's not in Kolar or something like that.
No, again, it's Shemara covers all those cases, but that's the case. So for a bari, you would have to say kisvu tnu. For Shemara, kisvu would be enough. The reason the Mishnah says kisvu is because of the diak in the Mishnah. Pashtas, it could have said, Amru labari niftu gavam lo kisvu tnu. But by Shemara, that's not necessary. So the Mishnah just says ksubu, and figure out yourself that by a bari it means they said, "Kis nichta v'nicht, should we write it and give it, or write it and then give it to you to give?" Amru l'sayfer l'v'kasav, l'aydim l'chasavim. They told the cipher to write it, and then they told Adam to sign it. The owner, the husband, instructed them to write it, and they passed it on to a different agent. They wrote it, they signed it, and gave it back to the husband. The chasav and asnulan, he gave it. The Adam and the cipher have to hear it directly from the husband. So that's what the Mishnah says. As we will see, this Mishnah is self-contradictory, Rashi. Rashi is just giving you why in the world is anybody approaching anybody else and saying, do you want to divorce your wife? Why would he want to divorce his wife? Like all of a sudden, Teretz is, in the case of Shemara, it says she shouldn't go to Yavam. And sometimes, even a healthy person, they say, do you want to preclude your wife to go to Yavam? I don't know exactly why they would do that, but that's what happened. Could be. But that's Yaitse B'Shayara. It could be. But Amalam K'suvu Behem Amalam L'Sefer, it's no good. Frek the Gemara. Now, again, to understand this Gemara, we need some background information. And the background information is something we had 2 weeks ago. And that is a machlokes of Meir and Rabbi Yossi. If you tell three people tnu, not kisvu, just tnu, Rabbi Meir says that allows them to pass on instructions to write and sign. It's asam bezin. Rabbi Meir said, I'm sorry?
It's automatic.
That's what the Mishnah said. If you tell three people tnu, it automatically allows them to pass on the command to write and sign. Rabbi Yossi disagreed. That was the machloikas. What did Rabbi Akiva say? Rabbi Meir had one Messiah, and Rabbi Yossi had a different Messiah. That was the argument back then. Now, from our Mishnah, the Mishnah said he said ksuvu. What if he would have said tnu? In the Mishnah's case, he told them to write it. So the Mishnah says that since he told them to write it, and they told other people, mili lai mimser and lushliach, not transfer words. But what if he would have told them tnu? Then the chayre would have been good. Because the Mishnah could have said, Amr lo yichtav get lishtachub amr lehem tnu. Or it could have been that way. But the Mishnah doesn't say that. That means the Mishnah is inferring that tnu would work, like Reb Meir. But then you look at the end of the Mishnah says, Adam can't sign and a cipher can't write unless they hear it explicitly from the husband, which seems to indicate that you can never make an agent to tell somebody else, even if you tell three people to know. Because if not, the Mishnah should have said it doesn't work unless he told three people to know. That's not what the Mishnah says. The Mishnah says it doesn't work until they hear it directly from him. That's from Yaisi speaking, that there's no way to pass on the command of write and give and write and sign. So here we have a Mishnah that sends you two conflicting messages. The beginning of the Mishnah sends you a message that kisvu is not good because you can't say mili mimsu, you can't pass on mili. But had he said tnu to three people, it would work. And then the end of the Mishnah says nothing works unless he tells the cipher directly and the Adam directly. That's saying three doesn't work. It's a contradiction in the same Mishnah. Zok the Gemara. Taimed li amr tnu. The reason didn't work is because he didn't just say tnu. If he said kisvu with tnu, that would also remain with agreed that he wants them to write. Right? It's only because he said, if he said tnu by itself, the Mishnah seems to say he said kisvu. That's the problem. But had he just said tnu, there would have been no problem. Hummer tnu, nice then. But if he would have just said tnu, we would give over the get. It would be a kosher get. Mani remeu hidam and maybe mizlu shliach. Remeus is one that said if you talk to a bezin, they have the power to transmit words, to transfer words to other people. Eim is safer. The safer says, Achiyoyim will say, will lay them chasimum. So you tell the safer to write it and to aid him to sign it. Asun the Rebbe Yaisi, them immediately lay him to the Shliach. So we have a contradiction in the very Mishnah. The inference of the Reisha and the words of the safer contradict. The inference of the Reisha seems to be the problem is he said kisvu. Had he said tnu, there would have been no problem. And the safer says it's a problem till they hear directly. And for the Gemara, I'm sorry, Reisha Remeir Sefer Rabbanon, in Reisha Remeir Sefer Rabbanon. The first answer to Gemara. Yes, the Mishnah is a contradiction. First half of the Mishnah was written by Remeir. The second half of the Mishnah was written by Rabbi Yossi. And for whatever reason, Rabbi put them together. Rashi.
We don't like that channel.
You don't like it now either. But when you're stuck, you say what you have to say. I'm asking. And the Gemara is going to give other answers, or try to give other answers, right? Rashi, timed le'am elam tzidu b'loi kisru. Rashi says, without kisru. The kibin v'alam kisru, once he said kisru, mak p'hoi b'davish le'yem l'acha b'yichtav. Doesn't want anybody else to write it. Sh'boish yisru lo'y l'galois, sh'eini yedei l'chtav get. He's makbid on it, even if he tells three. Rashi's trying to tell me, if you tell three and they're a bezin, what difference does it make if you tell them kisru, you tell them two? In both cases, you're making them a bezin, and bezin can transfer words. The answer is, when you're telling them kisru, you're trying to cover the fact that you don't know how to write, which was a very embarrassing thing in those days. And therefore you told them kisru, I want you fellows to write. He's mocked, but they don't transfer it. But if he says snu, that means he doesn't care about who writes it. That's how Rashi explains, because Rashi's trying to explain to you, if he's telling three people, well, they are a bezin, and bezin's a lot of transfer mili, so what's wrong if he tells them kisvu? So Rashi shabois shulai, shilagalu shein yedei lichtav get. It is embarrassing for him, the Gemara said it earlier, that he knows that he's revealing that he doesn't know how to write a get. Now notice, interesting Rashi, l'kamam b'perek eskabom. Later on in the sixth parak. Now, I thought the sixth parak comes before the seventh parak. So why does Rashi say, like, come on? This is a riot that in Rashi's Girsa, the seventh parak was there before the sixth parak. Meaning, we are now learning the sixth parak, and later on will come the seventh parak, according to Rashi. Tysus had that first came the sixth and then the seventh, which is the way our printer set it up. But really, it's a machloikis rishayim in the order of the prakim of Masechta Zgittin. And here Rashi reveals that in his Gemara, the first the perik we had came after the perik we're learning. He did not give Bezin the authority to authorize others. He made him a Bezin. This must be with three. Ilu Shnayim. Because if it were two, Aphila Remeir might just Aphila Lamer Kisvu Tnu Tzuchim Hei Matzim Lichtoiv. Right? We had that in the Mishnah, the sixth parak, and again Rashi's going to quote it from later. Dachit Naim Nulkaman Amr L'Shnayim Tnu Get L'Ishti Oy L'Shloisha Kisvu Tnu Get L'Ishti Yichtuv Hei Matzim Aviyitnu. Because it's only a Bezin that has the authority to transfer Mili. Amr L'Shloisha Tnu Yaver L'Achayim V'Yichtuv Hei Chasim Bezin Divar Remeir. Who public Rabbi Yitzchak Leib, Rabbi Yossi argues that filu l'shloisha nami, avagav l'yam akisu, shichem hei machtam l'tzor. Even if you tell them to, they have to write it. Umas nisim dinokat kisu, this Mishnah depicts kisu, mashma, di lo yam akisu, v'havim suha gita, wouldn't be possible, you'll try shloisha, v'ra meri. The amar, mili mimshun l'shliach. Now we hear Rashi says a very interesting svara. And I'm going to try to explain it, but you have to give me a minute to explain it before people ask me questions. Derech Heretzu, it is normal, Lasoi Shliach Dvarim. Rashi says, why can Mili be given over to a Shliach? Because that's the normal way of operation. V'havi Nami B'dvarim, Shlucho Shaladim K'maisai. Now, the question is, what is Rashi saying? Since when is the halacha determined by what people do? So the Mefarshim explain that the machloikas mili mimser and lishliach are mili loy mimser and lishliach. I remember back in the sixth parak, I think Rabbi Cohen was bothering me or questioning me, what's the source that mili loy mimser and lishliach? Why not? So I told them, because the source of shliach, shlichus, is get. And by get, there's an action. That's what I said. Or there's other sources of shlichus, but in all those cases, it's something for the guy to do. And the only time we find that a shliach, ois a shliach, is baguette, that's where it's written, and that's an action. So therefore, Mamadiyama says, that mili loy mimser and l'shliach. The other Mamadiyama says, the Torah didn't mean to tell you exactly when shlichus works or when shlichus doesn't work. The Torah wrote the concept of shlichus, and use your seichel. What difference does it make if it's an action or a word? Shlichus is shlichus. And that's what Rashi means here. Derech Eretzu, it is perfectly normal. La'asar shliach dvarim. V'abinami b'shluach shlucha shaladim k'maitzai. There's no pasuk that says mili can be mimser and l'shliach. But this man, the Amar, holds there's no pasuk that says not. He doesn't learn that the Torah is limiting shlichus, making a shliach to actions. Let me try to explain. Everybody holds you can make a shliach to say words. Question, I shouldn't say everybody, but the way we paskin, right? You can tell a guy, it's a shliach, separate tumor from me. You're giving him, right, you're okay, he's going to do an action, he's going to separate tumor. You can even make a shliach, according to many, to be mevatel chametz, to do mili. But that's because you're making him a shliach to do it. The question over here is whether mili is transferable. Can he tell somebody else to do it? He's not going to do anything. He's just going to tell somebody.
What was the first case, though?
You told the person, be mevato my chametz. You're my shliach to be mevato my chametz.
So he's doing only words?
And that works.
Because it's an action?
No, because it's direct me to him. He's not transferring it. Mili mimshin l'shliach, mili loy mimshin l'shliach, according to most Rishonim, is a question of whether it's transferable. So with the Mandiyamin, it says it's... Well, the shliach can transfer him. And the Mandiyamin, it says not... Learns it out from is because get, where we learn shliach, ice shliach, is an action. We learn not shliach, ice shliach. Right? So this man, the Amad, that learns mili is memser l'shliach, says that we don't learn that out. Use your logic. What difference does it make what he's transferring? And therefore, this man, the Amad, says, derech eretz, so it is perfectly normal. La'at shliach dvarim, la'avinami b'dvarim, shulchan shlachim k'maisai. By telling Bezin, you're telling them, go tell others to do it. That's what Bezins do. The end of the Mishnah says, you have to tell the Sefer to write it. It's saying that he has to actually command them. Telling a Bezin is not enough. So we have a contradiction in the Mishnah. The first answer to Gemara is, yes, we do. Yes, we do. You have a contradiction? Yes. Is the Mishnah the same on the Amar? No. Abaye Amar, Abaye says no. Kula Rameiri.
Because we see people doing it, does that change halacha?
So exactly why I addressed the issue. And I said, of course not. But again...
When did we do that?
While you were sleeping.
Oh my gosh, maybe...
I looked at you because I knew you would ask me this question, and I addressed it, and I said to you, I said, please give me a minute to explain it.
You did. I did.
You were sleeping.
I said that the source of Mili Lememser and Lushliach.
Last week you said it's from Git.
Right. I said that last week, and I said that today again three times. Yeah, it's Gittin. But the question is, do we say that the pasuk is limiting, or do we say the pasuk is revealing that you can make a shliach, can make a shliach? And if it's true, we don't have to limit it. We can say there's no difference.
Well,
Logically, there should be no difference.
That's
what Rashi's saying. It's 100% normal. What difference does it make if it's words or actions?
But if you can't learn it from there, so just because people do it doesn't mean it's right.
It's not because people do it. It's because there's no limud that it can't be done.
Oh, that's the reason why.
Exactly what Rashi says. It's perfectly normal for people to make a shliach. It is nothing different in making a shliach in an action or making a shliach on words. That's what this man ever holds. And I hate to do this again, but I didn't mean to be mavaz you. But I mamash addressed this question. Yes, because the only time we say he means to let them give it over is if he gives it to a bezin. When he tells it to two people, he doesn't mean to let them give it over. He wants them to listen. As a shliach, I can insist that I want you to do it. Again, I can insist that I don't want you to have that power. You're working for me. So by two, we say he's insisting. And by three, we're saying he's allowing. Now, the truth is, by making a shliach like loch on get, we don't say he's insisting. But by writing and signing, we say, unless it's three, he's insisting. Shliach, I say shliach. Right? That's where we learn it out from. So the Achranim are very bothered by this Rashi. And again, I use the word very bothered. They deal with this Rashi. And they explain that Rashi is not saying that people's actions determine halacha. Rashi is saying, if you don't have a source that merely is different, so why should I think it's different? One man the other says, I have a source. The Torah only wrote it by a Maaseh. The other man the other says, not every difference makes a difference. Somebody should mute themselves. There's some background noise. A million times, I tell a guy to separate truma, and he tells somebody else to separate truma for me.
Does that work?
Well, all he's doing is transferring words.
So we paskin that works?
No, we paskin mealy like memshir l'shliach. You asked me what possibility is there for mealy. You didn't ask me what we do l'alocha. Remain rebeis yev machloikas. We paskin mealy like memshir l'shliach.
It would be okay.
Reishi says mili lememtzin l'shliach. So I tell a guy to separate truma, and he tells somebody else to separate truma. It doesn't work. You know, again, sometimes I tell a person to do an action, and sometimes I tell a person. Every time I tell. Yeah, I tell him to do an action, but I'm not giving him anything. There's no action accompanying my command. If I give him a get, I'm also telling him to deliver it, but I gave him a get. When I tell him to separate truma, I just gave him words. Now, he can do the shlichas, but he can't transfer that because then all he's doing is being an agent for words. Again, every agency is words. The guy gives a shliach a get and says, deliver it to my wife. That's words. But it's accompanied by the handing over of a get.
So there's a limitation. So we cannot say, you can't give words to
the. That's the question. We get with the source that a shliach can make an other shliach is get. By get, that command is accompanied by giving over an item. Can we compare it to a case where no item is being given over?
I want to give you these words, and you pass on these words.
That's Imre Imru. We had that sugya back. That was a machloikis. Shmuel paskin that Imre Imru is good, and Beisi holds Imre Imru is not good, as it will come up shortly. We had that in the sixth marriage. We paskin no. We paskin like Beisi. You're right. According to Rashi, it's coming up. According to Titus, we learned it.
Right.
Correct.
You don't say it every time.
Okay. And for the Gemara. Now, the truth is, the first two terutzim of the Gemara are very difficult to understand because the slug up to the answers is obvious. So what in the world did they mean? So we're going to learn the Gemara, and immediately everybody's going to say, doesn't make any sense. And the Gemara is going to say, it doesn't make any sense. And Tysus is bothered, like, why in the world did they try this answer when the slug up is so apparent? But let's try the Gemara. Abaya Amar, Abaya says Kula Remeiri, the Mishnah's Remeir. The case that the Mishnah is saying that you have to instruct the cipher directly and the Edom directly is if you didn't say Tnu. But Enochinam, if you said Tnu, they could pass it on. The Mishnah said Kisvu doesn't work unless you instruct them directly. But if you say Tnu, then you don't have to instruct them directly. So why does the Mishnah say that? Kisvu doesn't work, but Tnu does work. The Mishnah says nothing works unless you tell them explicitly. You're answering me that the Mishnah doesn't mean nothing works. The Mishnah means Kisvu doesn't work, and you have to tell them explicitly. But Tnu would work. So why didn't the Mishnah say Kisvu doesn't work, but Tnu works? The Mishnah is talking about he didn't tell three people. You told two people. And when you tell two people, even Tnu doesn't work. That's why the Mishnah says you have to tell them explicitly. But Enochinami, if it were three people, then Tnu would work. So the Mishnah should say it doesn't work by two, but it does work by three. The Mishnah says it doesn't work till you instruct them specifically.
That's the first mission that's not very clear. I mean, it's like, that's the question. So many Mishnahs, it can be written so much clearer, and they don't. That's the question.
Yes, because the Mishnah says at the end, Atshi Yomar. That seems to indicate no other solution. Now, we offer two other solutions. That he can say Tnu, or he can say it to three people. Now, Abaya said that the Mishnah didn't mean that he said Tnu, but a Tnu would work. And this one, Mal Yomar, whoever the second Teretz was, Elohim, my skin, and it doesn't say it, probably Abaya is still speaking, and he says, you didn't say it to three. In both times, the Gemara says, then why'd you say Atshi Yomar? What? To the person directly. Whoever is writing it, he becomes the cipher. He does not have to have a shingle on his door. What? Anybody who writes again is a cipher. Doesn't have to have an official title. Rashi. Atshi Yomar L'Sefer, we did that already. Hakam Ma'askin Hach Sefer, the Tanat Shem L'Sefer Atzmai, V'yam Etnu, V'loi Kisu. V'achi Kamer. I'm a Kisu, ain't a Kasher. Kisu doesn't work, Elam Ken Amar L'Sefer Atzmai. Yachi, even the Ikalai, Tad Hetzer, L'Aim El'Acherim, there's a way to tell others to pass it on. Hakam Ba'ilu the Misni, ain't a Gat Hashi Yom Etnu, V'loi Kisu. The coach gave the Pshita, the Chiyomar L'Sefer Atzmai. Nobody's going to question that if you tell the guy himself to write that that's not a problem. The Mishnah just said, bigger chiddush. You don't even have to tell him. Elabadi davka gomer sefer. Davka gomer sefer. By mitnu. Even if you say tnu, it's not good enough. That's what the sefer indicates. Atshi yomar. Hagabe ma'askin d'lehamer l'shloisha. Zokrashi. U'bishnayim v'yder emeir. By two emeirs v'yder. Nafil ha'mitnu kaisen enasim l'yasem besen. So we don't have an answer yet. We tried two answers, and the slug up was apparent. Atshi Yomar. Atshi Yomar means no other etzah. And for the Gemara, l'kulu Rabbi Yaisi. It's all going like Rabbi Yaisi. V'achi kameskinan, v'lo amar imru. That he didn't say, tell them. Had he told them, tell them, that would work because he makes them direct messengers to tell somebody else.
Even not three?
Even not three. because he told them to tell somebody else to do it. That's going to be the next Gemara. Again, we're learning the Gemara. The Gemara will get there right away. Rashi. That's what we said in the sixth parak. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Vayimri Emru. That's Rashi. Elakula Rabbi Yossi. Vahadinakim Reishik Suvu. That's what it says in the Reisha, right? Don't make the diag that Tznu is good enough. This should be the inference. The Mishnah is saying, if you tell two people right, and you don't tell them instruct others, it doesn't work. But if you tell two people to instruct others, that would work. The mitre was a direct appointment to tell somebody else. So again, it runs into a problem because you haven't answered the word Achiyamar. Achiyamar is mashma. You have to tell them directly. You're now saying you don't have to tell them directly. You can appoint a messenger to tell them. The words are still not answered. Frech the Gemara. Then the Mishnah shouldn't say till you tell them directly. The Mishnah should say until tell them. Until you tell them to tell somebody. If Imra Imru works, so the Mishnah should say Achi Imra Imru. So again, the answer doesn't work. And the Gemara throws a second question. V'yayin. Does Rabbi Yossi hold Imer Imru doesn't work? And the Gemara is going to repeat the Gemara of the sixth Perek, that the Gemara proves that Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold of Imer Imru. How does the Gemara prove it? If you remember, the Gemara brought a case of Ksav Seifer Ve'ed. One, the Seifer and Eid. And Rabbi Yirmiyah learned it meant Chsam Seifer, the Seifer sign. And the question was, why aren't we afraid that you told two people to write it, and they go tell Pliny to write it and two people to sign it, and because they're embarrassed to tell the cipher that he's not one of the witnesses, they'll ask the cipher to sign, and it wasn't an authorized signature. And the answer was, because they won't sign till they hear directly from the husband. So to riot or Rabbi Yossi holds Imer Imru is no good, because it's going like Rabbi Yossi over there. We had this Gemara in the sixth parak, the exact same Gemara. Correct, the Gemara Mimayda Rabbi Yossi by Imru, but not because of the cipher of eight, Ksav cipher of eight kosher. The Amr Rabbi Yirmi, a Chassam cipher Shadino. The Amr Rabbi Chizda, Masnitz the Mani Rabbi Yossi, the Amr Mili Levim Shilu Shliach. Therefore, you don't have to be afraid that the cipher wasn't an authorized signer. The Yisav Gadaitok, Mayda Rabbi Yossi by Imru, Nafik Mene Churva, will have a terrible thing happen. The Zimnan Amr Lishnai, Imru, the cipher of Yichtav, the point of the point of Yachsamu. Right, he'll tell two people to tell somebody to write and so and so to sign. And from Ksuba the cipher, because they're going to be embarrassed, Maxim Chashi or Maxim Balei, they'll be afraid of his embarrassment and they'll sign the cipher of Balei Amrachi. Now the truth is, the Gemara got out of this Raya in the sixth Perek. Kasha Balei Sasekain, but then the Gemara brought another case. Right, then the Gemara brought another case that he told them to sign. He said, tell the cipher to write it and you sign it. And that's Kasha Vitasa. That was the Gemara at the end of the Sabbath Vav. So that instead of going through the whole Gemara, the Gemara just brought this question and say, see Sabbath Vav and Aleph, we proved Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the right member. This wasn't the proof. The Gemara got out of this proof. Because remember we said, because we're afraid she'll hire Adam to tell people? So the Gemara got out of it. But then the Gemara said, the case, when you tell a cipher to write and you two sign, why aren't we afraid that they told the cipher to sign? Right? And that's Kasha Vitasa. And the Gemara answered, you're right. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Imer Imru. Imer Imru doesn't work. But the bottom line is, Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold the Imer Imru. So this answer is no good. A, it doesn't fit the Mishnah. And B, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree. Imer Imru works. Rashi. B'amar Rabbi Yirmiyah Achsam Sefer Shninu Loi Teimed Miskasha Get B'chassim Is Eid Echad Uksav Yidat Sefer. Rabbi Yirmiyah is saying, do not translate the Mishnah that the writing of the Sefer is one of the is Eidim. Elohi Gamar Chassam HaSefer Beget Eid V'Eid Cheni Imai Chassam HaSefer Beget Eid. The Sefer signed and he has a second Eid Kasher. Yom Rav Chizda Masnizim the Machshel Achsam Sefer Beget. Rabbi Yaisi You don't have to be afraid of any bad thing happening. According to a mayor, if you have a cipher sign, you have to be afraid. He might have told the cipher, a person, two people, tell so and so to write and two people to sign. They'll be embarrassed. Because they don't want to embarrass the cipher. Although he asked the cipher to sign. Nobody will write and nobody will sign till they hear it from the husband. So there's no fear. It's still be a problem. Maybe he told them to tell and they went and told the cipher to sign. I'm Imru works and the cipher will sign. So therefore, we prove from there that Rabbi Yaisi does not hold the Vayimer Imru. That was the Gemara in Tachach Vav Amud Aleph. And for the Gemara, you write, El Mechaverta, Reisha Rameh, Vesefer Rabbi Yaisi. After three attempts, we're back to the first answer. There is no solution to the Mishnah. First half of the Mishnah is like Rameh, that Tanu work, doesn't, that, I'm sorry, that Tanu does work. And the second half of the Mishnah is like Rabbi Yaisi, that the only way a person can write and sign is if they hear it directly from the husband. And it's two different mandiyamim in the Mishnah. It's not a contradiction because it's not the same mandiyamim talking. That's the one answer that so far worked. We tried three other answers and we came up against the fact that the Mishnah doesn't say that. Rashi. No Rashi. Ravashi Amar, he comes up with a second term. And he says, Kula Rabbi Yaisi. Now, Ravashi is saying as follows. What the Mishnah means to do is to say, Kisvu doesn't work. The only thing that works is if they hear it directly. So we had a problem, but Tzidu did work. That's what Kisvu seems to say. It's not what the Mishnah means. The Mishnah means to say, Kisvu doesn't work, and Tzidu doesn't work, and Imamru doesn't work. Nothing works until we hear it directly. The Mishnah is just telling you the first case that doesn't work. Kisvu doesn't work. Who also doesn't work. Imamru doesn't work. It's inferred by the end. The end is telling me nothing works unless direct command. So when the Mishnah at the beginning said Kisvu doesn't work, the Mishnah did not mean to infer that anything else works. The Mishnah means to say Kisvu doesn't work and nothing else works unless they hear it directly. Don't make the inference because the Mishnah is just saying the first of many cases that don't work.
You could have said that with just the last line.
It is. Nothing works except. Kisvu doesn't work is a way of saying nothing works. Kisvu doesn't work and Tanu doesn't work and Imamru doesn't work. Nothing works except the last thing. Now again, usually we do make inferences. And what we're saying now is don't make the inference. Ravashi Amar Kula Rabbi Yaisi. V'loi mi b'yakamar. It's saying not only. Not only doesn't it work when he didn't say Tanu, and it, not only when he didn't tell three people, even if he told three people. And not only doesn't it work by not Imamru, the Mishnah is saying nothing works but direct command. And the Mishnah is saying Kisvu doesn't work and nothing else works. No, but it's trying to see if the Mishnah ends, all that works is this. Implied is nothing else works. So the Mishnah was saying nothing works. It started with the first case.
Simplest case.
And said, and nothing else works anyway. So unless you say this.
So first, kids who doesn't work, then next Kiddush would be Tanu doesn't work. Now, between Bezdin and Imru Umru, which one is more of a less of
same thing.
Yes?
Basically the same thing. Bezdin is Imru Umru. The reason Bezel works is because it's like telling them to tell other people.
According to Gracie, he says, "Is Beirish I making you obey them?" Does that work?
Nope. I feel Amar LeBezel, I God will show you so I am. Mishnah.
Tradition that they had. Hebrew.
Yomudu Yichta. They have to learn how to write. That's what the Mishnah said. That was Rabbi Yehuda said.
I think that's in Git. No? Is it the sixth or seventh? It's good. You say it every time now?
Dr. Ashi. Dr. Ashi, Kulu Rabbi Yehuda, Reish Lamakisu Lav Davka. Don't make any inferences. Now, fill the true Nami Pasu, because it's Tani Sefer. Achi, I am a Sefer Vichtav. But Urcha, the Tani, the Misni, Loi Sufi. The Tani is learning it and adding. He doesn't speak out what he's adding, but by writing the last line, he's telling you, this doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work, and this doesn't work. But Naka, the Musa, Beloshim, Moimi, Boyach. Not only Kisvu. Lafil, Holi, Nami Pasu, Achi, I am. So instead of saying Kisvu doesn't work, but anything else works, say, not only does Kisvu not work, but nothing works unless they hear it directly.
You know, is Lomi Boy a stira to the claw, speak short, speak at least as possible, which I try to keep? Mine's a stira. Is Lomi Boy, you can just set it in three words, and now you're saying it in 14 words.
So what Avram is asking is the Mishnah could have said the biggest Kiddush and not say Lomi Boy. So it's adding a lot of things. Is that a stira to Tamida Belashim Tzara? That's what he's asking. Mar says in Pesachim, Lailam Yom Adam Tamida, he should always teach Belashim Tzara.
See, what I try to keep.
Again, I understand. But I'm all full agreement. But that's not the point. See, your question is, why isn't Lomi Boy a contradiction to that? I don't know the answer. I don't know the answer. That's what you're asking. No, but a lot of times the Mishnah does say Lomi Boy. So, Avram is asking, is that a contradiction to the Lailam person should teach his Tamid and Belash and Tzara?
Many times the Gemara goes to Mishnah too because it elaborates a lot. Like he's right, the Rabbi is right. Mason's had a problem.
Again, I don't know. I don't have an answer. I don't have an answer. I agree with you. I agree with you with your whole statement. Right. There's a brisa that speaks this out. Mishnah doesn't speak it out, but the brisa does. They wrote it for her, signed it for her. They gave it to the husband, Haraget Batul, Ad, the Yishmu Kailai, the Yaymar Lasaifrik Saif, Edem Chasaymu. Now, what is Yishmu Kailai? What do those two words mean to tell me? Why couldn't the bride say, Achi Yaymar Lasaifrik Saif? What is Yishmu Kailai? Well, if you tell it to the cipher, they obviously hear your voice. Yishmu is the Bafuki Mimadama Maidra Baisi by Membro. Yishmu means no, somebody told you that the husband said, that he instructed me to tell you. Yishmu, you have to hear it from him. Achiyoimer Lucifer, you could interpret means till you tell somebody to tell the cipher. Yishmu leaves no room for ambiguity. Yishmu, you got to hear him. And what's Kailai? Obviously, if you hear, you're hearing his voice. That says he can write it. Kailai, writing is not enough. They have to hear his voice. Yishmu says they have to hear it from him. No, I'm Rimru. And Kailai says no writing. Not like Rav, who said that writing is good enough, for sure, by a regular person. Mukan Amarav. Mukan Amarav. Ashi Tanya Kvasrav, Ashi Dabai Mimunami Pasu Rabbi Yaisi. Look at Reb Kana, Dami Leo, Cheresh Yochel, Dami Tech Exav, Kaitzu Venice and Getli Ishtai. It's a Shaila and Paiskim. I'm just going to mention it. If you argue on Rav, right, why are you arguing on Rav? If you don't accept the fact that a Cheresh can write shows that he's responsible and that he can communicate, the basis of your argument is one is that instructions can't be given by written word. Or one is that writing does not reflect Bardas. Which of the two is it when you argue on Rav? What part are you arguing on? Rav said, a cheresh who can communicate by writing is not a cheresh. Can't talk, can't hear, but he's an intelligent person. He can write. Now, those who argue on Rav, we had a machlekes, now we have clearly not like Rav. What do they hold? That it's not a sign of intelligence? Or that it's not a means that we can use for a communication? Now, Kamina is, you have a regular, healthy person that writes right again for my wife. There's no question about his intelligence. He can talk. He's 100% allowed to talk. He's in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra, and he sees a cipher and two Adam, he calls them over and says, please write again for my wife's sign, and he hands it to them. He's a perfectly intelligent person. He could have said it. He was in the middle of Pesukah de Zimra.
Are you allowed to do that?
I'm not worried. I'm telling you what he did, okay? Again, I'm telling you what he did. Now, what would we say who argue on Rav? Is Rav just saying it's a sign of intelligence and we're saying it's not a sign of intelligence? But for a regular, healthy person, it's good enough? Or is Rav saying commands can't be given by written word, commands to write a get and to give a get have to be given orally? What are we, those who argue in Rav? What would be a regular, perfectly intelligent person, instead of saying it, writes it?
How could you argue that writing
is showing? So if that's the case, then would those who argue in Rav would agree that a perfectly intelligent person can give the command by writing. And therefore, when it says here, Kailai, it means to exclude the Cheresh. But Enochidami, an intelligent person, they don't have to hear Kailai.
That's
the Adas. Only Adas. The big Machlaikas. This question is a big Machlaikas.
They write notes during Pesukah de Zimra.
No, they shouldn't.
But again, is that in the telling of this? It's not in their communication. I mean, it's not writing. Writing's nothing.
I have to make Siva Kadibur.
We
sure? I told you, Machlokes, Kivega brings out a Machlokes, Chavis Yor and Shus Yaakov, whether we passing Siva Kadibur or not.
Wait, who says that?
The Shus Yaakov.
He's a nice guy. Can I say that?
He wasn't a guy.
Can I please have Rishus passing like him?
Yeah, somebody else.
There's so much time for me between the two things.
Time is lower. Take a bonus.
Sounds like you can take a bonus and that's not called hefting.
Take a bonus before you say something to the Zimra if it takes so fast. No.
Say
Korbanah,
so
I don't know. In my Mr. Brewer, it says, Ipsuk of the Zimra, Ki'ilu Maina Mois, as if he's counting money. Say the words as if he's counting money. As I state in Halacha, I'm not making this up. You have to say Ipsuk of the Zimra at the same speed as you count money. Some people count money quickly, some people count money slowly. But it has to be the same amount of time that you would count money.
Do you ever see how a banker counts money?
Thanks for the machine.
So, Rebbe hasn't really answered the question.
I did. I did. I said that shouldn't be a question. Say Kabbalah. You know what else you can do? What do you do on Shabbos when you have when you're learning Chumash and you have Dvar Torah today?
Sticker.
So do stickers. That's Mutter.
And for sure, everybody learns.
I mean, by the way, it's not for sure Mutter because there's my Chumash with the stickers and Mutter on
Shabbos. For leave.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Are you still positing that?
I don't know. Go ahead, right.
My question is, if you go, let's say you go ahead, just happens to be you go ahead, and the guy, that means you're going fast, because you're too slow. Can you learn?
Yes. Not with words, no. You can read. And you can put stickers on.
I'm getting a patent address called the stickers. Know your place.
Should always be wary. If you have a big creation to do something, you have to be wary that it's the Yetzer pushing you. Usually, for good things, you have a desire. You want to learn Torah. You want to do the right thing. But an overwhelming desire to do something, I'm not saying it never happened. Take stock. Like, is this really what I'm supposed to be doing now? Like, according to most places, you're not allowed to learn. Again, I'm going to get into trouble for saying this. You're not allowed to learn during Chazar HaShabbos. But it's amazing how many people love to learn during Chazar HaShabbos.
During or between?
During.
I'm talking about
amazing how many people love to learn during Chazar HaShabbos. You look around the show, there's so many people sitting and learning during Chazar HaShabbos.
Is that a head support?
I don't know. It's a machlokes. Most pipes can say no.
Who says yes?
I don't know. There are pipes that say yes. But that's not the point. I'm trying to make a point. If you have an overwhelming desire to do something, check it out. When I was younger, I used to be sharper than I am now, much sharper. I used to say, people, it's amazing. You can learn with the haskam of the Yetzer. How many times does the Yetzer mask me to learn? Chazar HaShabbos, he's masking me to learn. How many times do you get to learn with the scum of the Yetzer? All those sheets they put on the table, you know, the bima. It's like the whole bima is covered with parsha sheets and things like that. I don't know. To me, I know there's a sitter. It's also a sheet. They should put out a sheet with a sitter. You know what I mean?
There's just something on the bottom.
Do not read during davening, you know. So what am I supposed to do? So why are they putting it out there? I mean, Bengavra Lagavra. Yeah, Bengavra Lagavra, you can read those ones. 100%. No, but you know, again, I'm just saying, if you want to write between Yishtabach and Baruch Hu, you should check out whether that's, like, who wants you to write that. It's a machlokes. I'm not paskening. I'm just saying it's a machlokes. Okay, we will stop today here. Everybody should have a wonderful...